today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Yes, it's 10 to 11, that talk number, 1-300-872-911. Geraldine is on the line. Oh, in Innisfail. Hello, Geraldine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Geraldine. Calling in from Innisfail. We don't get a lot of callers from Innisfail.
Oh, well I'm sorting that out. I'm sorting it out, yes. I was just ringing about a lot of people don't realise why their GP referrals that go to the Cairns Hospital, if you're a public patient, it takes so long for them to hear back. It affects everybody from as far as past Mossman out to Croydon, up to near Cardwell. Every GP referral that's sent into our public hospital for a specialist clinic or for a procedure goes to this one place, and it's a bottleneck. So I just recently had a positive, one of those bowel screening tests.
Yep.
And I never heard anything back, and I knew it would be a Category 1 because I actually worked in the health system. I was one of the people who made sure people got letters.
Yeah.
And after about a month, I heard nothing, and I was starting to panic because I thought they'd lost it. So I rang them, and they said at the Innisfail Hospital they haven't anything. They have no letter, no appointment for me. And I knew that they received my my referral because it was on the system as... They call it triaging. That's when they categorise things.
Yes.
So I rang the Cairns Hospital Referral Centre, and they said they couldn't find it. And I was panicking even more. And then they said, oh, no, it's right down the bottom of this big pile of referrals, second from the bottom. And I said, well, can you send this to the Innisfail Hospital so they can triage it and I can get an appointment? They said, oh, no, sorry, we can't do that. I said, well, when will you be able to? She said, well, the clinician won't see it for another 2 weeks. I said, that's 6 weeks. So that's 6 weeks. If you're in chronic pain or you're really sick or you have an aggressive cancer that you don't know about, that's 6 weeks that you are nowhere. You're not even on a wait list. You're absolutely nowhere. You could, in that 6 weeks, that could be a death sentence.
Exactly.
So I was there working in Innisfail when they brought in this new system, and I remember all of us saying, who were the appointment makers, please don't interfere with this. It's working really well here. Please don't change it. No, this will streamline everything and we won't lose any referrals. And I said, we don't lose referrals here. You do. But anyway, they did put it in and I had to leave because I got really ill. And anyway, then I found out that I've become a victim of the very referral system I begged them not to put into place. What happens is they have thousands coming into one place as a bottleneck. So you've got all the GP referrals all across of CHIS, which is Cairns, Hinterland Health Service. And I wrote to the minister and she got their liaison officer to ring me. And she basically said, no, it's a terrific system. But I said, so you're saying the 6 week wait is okay? No, I wasn't saying that. Well, I said, you just said it was a great system. She said, it is. I said, but what about the 6 week wait that follows that must be great? No, I never said that. So I couldn't get anywhere. And I also got a letter from the chief executive basically saying what a great system it is. And she sent me this really pretty flow chart. It's called Smart Referrals. So I made an origami frog out of it and sent it back to her. I was so angry. Because you can blow air up its bottom and it pops up and you can jump it across the desk. But, I mean, that's the thing is that our public health system could be five-star. These bureaucrats get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars that could go to frontline services. But they're getting it. And they would all have private health cover, I've no doubt. So they don't really care. But the thing is that we own this health system. It doesn't belong to politicians and it doesn't belong to bureaucrats. It doesn't even belong to the state government. They manage it. But basically, it's our health system and they're not managing it properly at all. So this is the first step. I've got a petition on state government e-petitions.
Oh, this is terrific.
Reinstate previous referral system in CHIS. So I'm asking everyone out there who uses the public health system to please sign this petition. I've only got 348 signatures, I'm really nervous. But the only way the health minister will know what's really going on is if we let her know, because
yes.
the people at the top tell lies. They tell lies to the politicians. They tell lies to their staff. They tell lies to the public. So you will never get the truth out of them. So we need to let her know what's really going on here.
Did the minister, the health minister, the health minister Yvette Darth, did you actually get to talk to her personally?
No, it's just an email to her office. And I know she's got a lot on her plate because of COVID, but this problem was well before COVID. And it's not even a shortage of doctors. It's a process that they put in place. And they could change it really easily, which means if they did the other way around, if you had a procedure at Innisfail, it'd just go to Innisfail. So you could say, where's my referral? You'll go up there and they can find it. Whereas they've dehumanised it, they've depersonalised it. You can't find any information out. It's like this big machine and a big wall. You stand before it and you ask for help and they spit out flowcharts. It's just, it's like Yes Minister on speed, honestly.
Yes. Gee, you've done this well. You have just done this so well to alert us to this absolute stuff-up in our system. Don't go, and when it's health, and there's people listening to this who are getting on in years, and that's their biggest issue, is trying to stay healthy.
That's
and they hear about this, and they say, my God, how do I sign this petition? Now, we have to get onto this so-called e-petition. Now, don't forget, some people are not really confident on the internet, so we've got to do this.
Yeah, I tried to walk the streets with my petition board, but I ended up, I've got a really sore knee, so I'm on crutches.
Yeah.
And so, and you have to tell everyone, and everyone has a horror story that I spoke to.
Yeah.
I put it on to Innisfail News and Views. I got all these horror stories back again. Some people had their referrals lost three times and they just gave up. Mm. They went to another agent. They had to go private. So it's just, there was one case, someone was diagnosed with leukemia and six years later, they actually got a letter for an appointment.
Oh, God.
I don't know what happened there, but they had to go private.
That is ridiculous. Don't go away. How do people get onto this e-petition? Step us through.
Well, you go to the state government website. So you go state government, just type in e-petitions and it'll come up with state government or Brisbane City Council or whatever. So state government e-petitions. Yes, and Shane Canoes is going to table it.
Okay, so, that's a great start. That's terrific, actually. But we've got to get signatures on this website. You go to state government, that's the website. Then you go to the e-petitions page.
Yeah, and it's a bit, you scroll down, and I think it's still on the front page, and it starts with reinstate, and you'll see two words should shoot out at you, and that's reinstate and referrals. Look for those two words, and then sign that. And even if you go to the library and ask them to help, because this is probably, I don't know if I'll get another shot at this. I don't know how else to get them to act on this. I was just so angry and so, I was really hurt because I listen to all these people and they're in tears, some of them. They just can't get anyone to listen to them. Because it's this, they have this attitude is that they don't, it's like inertia when you're high up in the hospital system. It's like do as little as possible.
Yeah.
And HR, their job is to make sure that you put out every bushfire so no one finds out anything. Because I've worked in the system, I understand it.
Exactly.
So that you cannot rely on them to do anything. They won't.
Now, Geraldine, I'm going to call you again later in the week to see how we're travelling and to step people through this again. I would imagine there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people listening to this saying, I want to sign that petition. It's in the interest of us all. I've got to leave you now. I'm running down on time, but we'll talk later in the week.
I've only got till the 22nd of November and then that closes. So.
Well, we're talking later in the week, okay?
Thank you so much,
That's
John.
A great pleasure. Gee, she's good, isn't she? Geraldine on the line there at Innisfail.
Have Norman Cairns done?